as we affect this transition to the new site crisis center and Granite Hills, how is that going to change our quality reports?
You know, we need to look at that, because we'll continue to be involved with quality at Granite Hills, and we need to continue to have quality monitoring at the Mental Health Emergency Center. So I guess I need to look at, I don't know how staffing is continuing internally within BHD. So that's a really good question, Tom. That's a question that maybe Mike can shed some light on at this moment.
Mike? Yeah, I'm happy to, Mary. Madam Chair, members of the board, you know, my sense is we will continue with our quality efforts. Some staff who currently are allocated to hospital functions, eventually those functions will sunset, but there will be no drop-off in patients served, because they will just be served in a new way. You know, the easiest answer I can have for today is that my belief is that any customer who's involved with the involuntary system or who has a BHD enrollment would have the option to file a complaint or grievance through us, and we would respond to those grievances. That information would be posted clearly at the Mental Health Emergency Center and at Granite Hills. So that's one way that quality would stay involved, because today such grievances and complaints go through the quality committee. So I would, and then there would be an ongoing report of data related to key performance indicators, client outcomes, and quality that will evolve over time. I mean, my sense is we will start with similar measures we keep today, but the new Mental Health Emergency Center and Granite Hills will have some very similar key performance indicators that they report on. Our numbers, and then we've lamented over the years that some of our reporting KPI don't really line up very well with what we believe are actual indicators of client satisfaction, but those are standard numbers that must be reported because of national requirements and the conditions of participation. So there will be some consistency of reporting, but I believe we have an opportunity through the quality committee to focus in on those things which we believe are important for our community and our outcomes that we value for our constituent bases. And that's really how things will evolve over time. It's awfully hard to predict exactly how that will go. My understanding is that Ms. Bergerson is working with our team to set up what is essentially a soft open for Granite Hills, and that soft open will be clients referred by BHD exclusively. Dr. Schneider and I have been involved in those operational discussions, and so we will, over the first few months, have a small client sample to work with to start to explore how we want to see the data and how we want to address those client issues. We also will be establishing new enrollments in our electronic health record for people who are admitted to the Mental Health Emergency Center and at Granite Hills. So we will have an instance in that record where the information will be available to us, both for our own monitoring and quality, but also for an improvement in the continuity of care for those folks served through other parts of the crisis and mental health continuum that we are really the custodians of. So, again, it's a really long answer without a whole lot of things to say, other than we will have as many resources devoted to this as we need. I believe we'll have actually more resources because of the department-wide effort on quality and infusion of new talent and new enthusiasm for a really DHHS-wide quality project. And so we'll just build on some of those things that we've done well over time, but continue to use that approach around continuous quality improvement and really putting our customers first. I think that's really what guides us, and under Board Member Neubauer's leadership through quality, we'll just continue to take on, you know, every challenge that presents itself, and we'll just be honest with the numbers and let the numbers guide our future decisions.
The follow-up question would be whether we're going to have access, direct access, to the electronic health records within Granite Hill for our referrals.
We will not, because they will not have an electronic health record, but we will have essentially, and again, without getting too wonky, there will be an enrollment in our electronic health record at BHD that will contain all of the relevant information for referrals to Granite Hills. So we will have the intake information, the assessment, all those sorts of things. Part of our relationship will be for that information. Dr. Schneider can probably answer that in greater detail than I can. So if it's okay with the committee here, I'd ask Dr. Schneider. He's got his hand up and he's ready to speak.
Yes, please.
So effectively, we're going to take the statement of emergency detention packet done at the MHEC, which will include their psychiatric assessment, the nursing assessment, and then the treatment director supplement. When the treatment director supplement is created by the MHEC, that will become our effective prior authorization for us to follow the case at UHS. So we will get receipt of those documents upon transfer. They will get filed in our record. Then within the first 5 days, we will expect the psych assessment, the history and physical, the initial treatment plan, the other initial assessments. We will log those in our system. And even if we're not financially responsible, from a quality and county department commitment oversight, we will continue to follow that case until discharge, and we will aggregate all of those records in our UR system internally so that we will have copies of those cases that are there under civil commitment. In addition, we'll expect aggregate reporting of their publicly reported and any other thing that gets negotiated out on the mental health board's behalf. That's the package we're looking at thus far.
Thank you, Dr. Schneider. Any other questions? Discussion? Thank you, Mary.